Good morning. This is the one you can hear, the episode for the Geyer Cook Report B2B Thursday. You can get to the show notes, as always, at thegeyercookreport.podbean.com. That being said, I had some technical difficulties with the first episode that we recorded this morning. Fraser Ramsey, apologies for that. It's my fault. When I ended things, I didn't do some settings I needed to do, so your audio was not available. So let's do this again so you can hear it. Those people that are listening, thanks for joining us today. A big thanks to the patrons. And today on the Geyer Cook Report B2B Thursday, we're going to talk about the difference between onload time and what's called fully loaded time, and indicated by the GT Metrics tool I'm going to show you right here. So this is one of my websites, GeyerCookOnlineServices.com, and we put that into the tool by just simply adding the URL, and it does an evaluation. It checks the speed and so forth. And one of the indicators that it uses is what I just talked about, and we'll go back and refresh our memory, is it onload time and fully loaded time. Now, I think onload time might be time to first byte, when the very first bit of information is being sent from the web server back to your computer's web browser, or your mobile device web browser, then fully loaded time when it's a done deal. When the website's not sending information anymore, it's going to look a lot like this. If your fully loaded time, indicated right there in the box there, why we now default to fully loaded time? We switched from using onload to fully loaded. For those who prefer the old behavior, you can still get to that. But I would encourage you to click that link and read the difference between fully loaded and onloaded. And I think you won't go back to the old way. I think in terms of making sure your site's mobile ready, making sure it's going to perform, you'll do that. And so then, in the show notes, now that we've got that wrapped up, let's take a look at the show notes and some things I want to point out and touch on. Planning session guide, that you can see the link right there. That's the brain food that any new project, new landing page, new website, if you're a cab driver in Lincolnshire, that you want to employ and use that as a guide or some counsel, some thought process to apply to the task. A big thanks to the patrons again. And to become a patron, you simply go to that link right there on the sidebar. Become a patron on podbean.com, because our show notes are there, thegeyercookreport.podbean.com. And thanks for joining us today. And if you're tired of hearing me say that, then just raise your hand. I won't see you, but you can raise your hand. You'll feel better about it. The big thanks, shout out goes to Fraser Ramsey, Edinburgh Dusters. Thanks for being a co-host today. Sorry we had the problem. Thanks to Eileen Smith from Basic Blog Tips for telling me about Screencast-O-Matic. And Kelvin, hope you get better. Get that photography gig that you're talking to the bishop about. The Friends Just Chatting Facebook group, you can see that if you go to this page on the group section and just type in Friends Just Chatting in the search box, and Facebook will take you to this page. And then click on, I'm already joined, but you just click that little button there to join that group. And there's people from all over the world in there. It's great. And there's no topic every day. We can talk about whatever we want to. And for the sake of someone who said turn off screen share, I will do that now. And sorry, that was such a seeming process of to infinity and beyond, is what I call it. That being said, thanks again to all the people that are supporting this group and this effort, and we appreciate you joining us today. We'll see you tomorrow for Friday wrap-up. And as I always say at the end of every show, it's a wrap.